Our hero this week is David Talbot, who is the remarkable journalist who wrote The Devil's Chessboard, and I think truly solved the story of who assassinated Kennedy and how the conspiracy worked. He had a stroke earlier this month on November 17th, and I assure you David Talbot is too healthy and too young to have a stroke, so I am very concerned that the release of the documents, the JFK documents, put pressure on somebody to do some funny business. I don't know that. I'm just very suspicious. I think every document that gets released by the government on the JFK assassination is going to do nothing but confirm David's story because he completely nailed it. There's a GoFundMe campaign to help contribute to his costs and support of his family while he's recuperating, and I've Salaries donated, and I would encourage you to donate. I can't think of a more worthy cause. And if you haven't bought The Devil's Chessboard, every thinking man's library should have a copy of The Devil's Chessboard. It's a magnificent book. You have to get all the way through to the end. It's very elegantly it The men momentum builds throughout the book. It's quite remarkable. And there's a great interview with him on the Salieri Report. So, David Talbot, I recommend that GoFundMe campaign to you. I'm sure his family would appreciate all the help they can get, particularly at Christmas time. I also did a book review of The Crypto Terrestrials by Mac Tunnis, who's a interesting blogger and author and researcher. And it's a very, the book is a very interesting thesis that argues that Earth is really governed by a separate species who lives here and stays invisible. They're much smaller in number than we are. And there's quite a lot about it that resonates. One of the reasons I read it was he died of a heart attack in his sleep when he was 34. I always make it my business if somebody doing something very interesting dies under suspicious causes. I'd like to know what they were up to. And then finally, I put up a piece on Dr. The Gonzales Foundation is now up and running in honor of Dr. Nicholas Gonzales, who also died unexpectedly. I think it was last year. And the foundation is publishing all of his work on the Gonzales Protocol and making sure that that protocol gets known and understood and is, and people or doctors can be trained in it. Anyway, that's also a wonderful cause that I would recommend to you. And you can find more about it up at Salieri.com.